This week on Indian Times, the American Indian Cultural Center and Museum sits unfinished at the crossroads of I-35 and I-40 in Oklahoma City. Now, two lawmakers may have come up with a solution to the museum's money problems. Republican State Senator Kyle Loveless has been a supporter of the museum that sits in his district, but he realized not all legislators were in agreement with him.
In this challenge of determining what to do with the American Indian Cultural Center, we had several challenges. One, the tight budget year. Two, the House's insistence on no indebtedness through bond packaging. So it restricted the avenues upon which you get the $40 million to match the $40 privately raised. So what we did was, and Senator Clark Jolly and I came up with this plan that basically did several things. First, it transfers $40 million from the unclaimed property fund, and it creates a public trust. So whatever money they raise privately, it matches with a dollar. So it's a dollar-for-dollar match, public-private partnership. And then eventually, by creating the public trust, in the long term, over the next several years, whichever comes first, the doors being opened, or 2019, the long-term costs of the cultural center, meaning employees, retirement, that kind of thing, benefits packages, go off the state rolls in perpetuity, and people become an employee of the public trust. So there are a lot of the critics' concerns. And those that were not for the cultural center, one of the main reasons was the long-term costs and the continual needs for more money. After this package, this will get this project off the state's plate and will get it open and beneficial to all Oklahomans.
Loveless, through discussions with Senate Appropriations Chair Clark Jolly and State Treasurer Ken Miller, discovered an untapped source.
There's funds in that unclaimed property that are available to the legislature to use. This is money that the state has had for 10 years that they've been trying to get somebody to claim it. They've taken out ads, they've taken commercials, they've done everything the state knows to do to get this money back to individuals, and it's been 10 years, so it therefore becomes available to the legislature to use for one-time expenditures. And that's what this bill does, is use that money to match the $40 million so that it does not go on this year or next year's budget because it is not taxpayer funds or revenues generated through a normal appropriations process.
The Oklahoman reports that House Speaker Jeff Hickman said it may be hard to convince other Republican legislators to vote in favor of this due to the tight budget this year. Some are convinced construction money was misused and the project should have been completed by now. Loveless knows it will be hard to turn around the opinions of critics.
To me, this project is something that there's two sides to every coin, and on this one it is something financially and economically will be a quantum leap, a new brick town. I mean, this project will just explode along the south side of the river with the economic development. I have no doubt in my mind. And then second of all, is the other side, is the cultural side, which as Republicans, it's hard to quantify and put on an Excel spreadsheet the value of a piece of art or a cultural experience. And that's what this cultural center is going to do, is provide that to us as a state and tell the story of all 39 tribes, not just one, not just a certain region of the state, but all of them. And it's going to be a jewel on the river, a Smithsonian-style museum. So I'm looking forward to the day that we open the doors.
Shoshana Wasserman, Director of Communications and Cultural Tourism for the museum, was thrilled with this development.
We're very thrilled with it, and our whole goal is to get down the road and get the museum and cultural center completed, get the exhibitions finished, and where we can open this wonderful facility that so many people had a vision for so many years ago. And I just want to say that I commend our board of directors because they created a vision for a world-class institution many, many years ago, and they have always held to that original vision, which will give us the kind of return on investment that everybody, is hoping this facility will have, along with all of the cultural opportunities and advantages, and, you know, this will generate so many things, this museum, for education and in the cultural arena. But if you were only looking at it from an economic perspective, then it was always important to hold to that original vision.
Indian Times will be updating this story as news becomes available. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.